This is 91.9 FM, WUOT, your public radio station. I'm Jim Blaylock. Good morning. It's now time for our weekly author segment, The Author's Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Ann Wetzel Armstrong was born in 1872. She was an American novelist and businesswoman who is best known for her novels about life in rural Appalachia. Armstrong was a pioneering woman in business management and was the first woman to lecture before the Harvard School of Business and Dartmouth's Tuck School of Business in the early 1920s. She was born in Grand Rapids, Michigan, but moved with her family in the 1880s to Knoxville, Tennessee, where her father operated a lumber company. She attended Mount Holyoke College in Massachusetts, where she wrote for the school's newspaper, and later she attended the University of Chicago. Armstrong published her first novel in 1915, titled The Seas of God, which tells the story of a young woman, Lydia Lambright, and her struggles to survive as an unwed mother amidst the moral constraints of Victorian society. The story opens in Kingsville, a fictional southern town based on Knoxville, where Lydia's dying father, a professor, has been ostracized for teaching the theory of evolution. 2 years after completing that novel, Armstrong was hired as a personnel director for the National City Company of New York. She later gave an account of her early days with this company in an article titled A Woman in Wall Street by One, which was published in the Atlantic Monthly. A few years later, she was hired by Eastman Kodak and continued to have several articles published in Harper's Monthly and the Atlantic that focused on the emerging roles of women in business. In the late 1920s, Armstrong retired and moved to the Big Creek community in rural Sullivan County, Tennessee, which would provide the inspiration for her novel titled This Day and Time, based primarily on the Big Creek area in the early 20th century. The story focuses on Ivy, a mountain woman who returns to a life of subsistence farming after spending several distasteful years as a wage earner in a nearby city. By the mid-1940s, the Tennessee Valley Authority completed South Holston Dam, effectively inundating the Big Creek community. So, after several moves to various places around the southeast, Armstrong finally settled in Abingdon, Virginia, where she lived in the Barter Inn until her death in 1958 at the age of 85. Armstrong's autobiography is aptly titled Of Time and Knoxville. Her accomplishments as a businesswoman, author, and university lecturer are truly quite remarkable for her time, a time when few women rose to prominence in these fields. Thank you for listening. The Author's Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Author's Page. We love telling you stories.